A lot of critics, professional and amateur, have spent a lot of time in the last few weeks making best-of lists, movies, trends, gadgets, gaffes. TV critic Eric Deggans wants to note a trend, the triumph of funny women.
Is there anybody on TV more adorable than Zooey Deschanel on Fox's new hit sitcom, The New Girl?
So, you know in horror movies, when the girl's like, oh my God, there's something in the basement. Let me just run down there in my underwear and see what's going on in the dark. And you're like, what is your problem? Call the police. And she's like, okay, but it's too late because she's already getting murdered. Well, my story's kind of like that.
She's playing a woman who's moved in with three guys after a bad romance. We've seen Deschanel play this character countless times over the last 10 years. Quirky, bohemian, earnest, and a little dorky. Fox even coined the term adorkable just to describe her. But she's also the leading edge of a trend that defined television in 2011, the funny female.
I believe paying no taxes can help us return to the America I love.
That's Saturday Night Live's Kristen Wiig playing GOP presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann.
The America of thousands of years ago in which feral bands of mud people lived in their caves, never worrying that Barack Obama was going to come and take their hard-earned pelts or infringe on their right to bear spears. That's my America.
Wiig practically defines the year of the funny female on TV. And not just because she dominated the funniest skits on SNL this year. It's also because Wiig's hit movie Bridesmaids gave a boost to two of television's other female MVPs of comedy, Mike and Molly star Melissa McCarthy and Maya Rudolph from NBC's Up All Night. When other TV shows tanked, Rudolph and Christina Applegate stepped up with their oddball chemistry as a daytime TV star and her executive producer pal, who's also a new mom.
Do not worry, I'm going to fire Nancy.
Yeah?
Yes, of course. I'm a firing machine, honey. That's why they call me the ray gun. Pew, pew, you're fired.
You used to be the ray gun, but since you've had Amy, you have lost your edge. Now you've been more like, ray gonna let everything slide.
When you consider who watches TV, this all makes sense. Women typically watch more TV than men, and outside of sports, shows with a high percentage of female viewers also tend to be among television's most successful. Think American Idol and Dancing with the Stars. Comic Whitney Cummings even grabbed two prime spots on the schedule as an executive producer on CBS's Monday night hit Two Broke Girls and star of NBC's Whitney.
I mean, being a comedian is not really a choice. It's just you either have a bad childhood or you don't. And thank you, Mom and Dad, for that.
In January, Cummings' NBC show will be paired with a new sitcom on the life of boozy, sexy comic Chelsea Handler.
You cannot date my ex-boyfriend. That is very slutty.
I would let you date one of my ex-boyfriends.
When am I going to call up Vinny Machado and see what time he gets off at the cigarette factory and then we can go down to the river and molest each other?
That's right. A double-barrel shot of in-your-face females happy to sling sex jokes just like the boys. It's debatable whether this is such a wonderful leap forward for female images. But just a few years ago, some critics predicted reality TV shows would kill the sitcom altogether. Instead, the rise of the funny female proves network TV's future likely comes with a smile and a pair of snappy high heels.
Eric Deggans is a TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. This is NPR News.